From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 11th. Brock here. July 11th, game day. Five stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football. Haaland has advantage over Man City teammates. Micah Richards, Wayne Rooney, and Cesar Azpilicueta are gearing up for England's clash with Norway. They all agree Erling Haaland will hold a clear edge over his Manchester City teammates on the pitch. Knowing the way City plays inside out, Haaland can anticipate movements and find space that his clubmates might not expect from a rival. The pundits think that insight could tip the balance in England's favor, especially when the Norwegian defense looks to stay compact. It's a subtle advantage, but one that could make the difference on a tight night. Next, second from MMA Fighting, UFC 329 results, McGregor versus Holloway 2. Conor McGregor made his highly anticipated return to the UFC after a 5-year absence, stepping into the welterweight division to face Max Holloway. McGregor's last UFC appearance was a first-round TKO loss to Dustin Poirier at UFC 264, where he broke his leg. Holloway, meanwhile, has struggled in his last two fights, losing two of his past three bouts. The co-main event saw Paddy Pimblett looking to bounce back from his first loss in the UFC, taking on Benoit Saint-Denis in a lightweight contest. Pimblett's loss was a setback after an impressive start to his UFC career. McGregor's return to action was a major draw for UFC 329, and the crowd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas was electric as he faced off against Holloway. The welterweight contest marked a significant change of pace for McGregor, who typically competes at lightweight or featherweight. Pimblett's bout against Saint-Denis was a key undercard matchup, with both fighters looking to make a statement in the lightweight division. Up next, third, from The Guardian Sport. Haaland's hometown hails little boy who grew into a huge Viking. You won't believe the love Erling Haaland's getting back in his hometown of Bryne, Norway. The whole town's gone football crazy with red hats, jerseys, and even action figures of the striker popping up everywhere. I spoke with Olinda Haaland, no relation, who runs a fabric shop in Bryne. She's beaming with pride over the local hero's rise to the top of world football. She says it's been a pure joy to see him succeed, and the whole town's behind him. They're all huge fans, and they're loving every minute of it. And then, fourth, from MMA Fighting. UFC 329, Conor McGregor versus Max Holloway, 2 preview show. Conor McGregor is finally stepping back into the octagon after a 5-year break, and he's laying out big promises for his showdown with Max Holloway at UFC 329. The buzz centers on whether the Mac truly returns to his best form. Mike Heck and Jose Youngs break down the fight week, weighing how this numbered event stacks up against recent cards. They argue that the winner will carry the bigger momentum, with McGregor eyeing redemption and Holloway looking to cement his legacy. They also flag the lightweight co-main event, Paddy Pimblett versus Benoit Saint-Denis, as a key piece of the night, and point out a handful of other storylines that could shift the narrative after the main fight. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Next, fifth, from MMA Fighting, Max Holloway delivers message to Conor McGregor after final UFC 329 face-off. If this guy's a missile, I'm a fucking nuke. Conor McGregor and Max Holloway are bringing out the best in each other, and fans could be in store for an epic UFC 329 main event. Saturday's headliners faced off for the final time following ceremonial weigh-ins at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, and neither man backed down as they nearly went nose-to-nose ahead of their highly anticipated rematch. Watch the intense face-off below. Afterwards, Holloway and McGregor were both given the opportunity to deliver a parting shot on the microphone, with Holloway going first. "I'm too ferocious," Holloway said. "I'm too relentless. If this guy's a missile, I'm a fucking nuke." McGregor followed with a message for the rowdy crowd. "It's great to be back," McGregor said. "Thank you to all the fans here in attendance. I hope you're all ready for a blockbuster event tomorrow night. The Mac is bringing it. Co-main event lightweight contenders Benoit Saint-Denis and Paddy Pimblett also had an energetic face-off, with the fans roaring at Pimblett's arrival. UFC 329 is headlined by a rematch 13 years in the making as former featherweight champions McGregor and Holloway meet in a welterweight contest. McGregor fights for the first time in 5 years, and for the first time since breaking his leg in a loss to Dustin Poirier at UFC 264, while Holloway looks to rebound from a disappointing loss to Charles Oliveira at UFC 326 that cost him his BMF championship. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Up next, sixth from PFT Alt. Report, Aaron Donald works out at Rams' facility. Aaron Donald's potential return is heating up again. He was spotted working out at the Rams' practice facility on Friday. Donald spent about an hour on the field doing intense drills, pushing himself to the limit. This comes after the Rams traded for defensive end Myles Garrett last month, fueling speculation about Donald's possible return. It's been 2 years since Donald last played in the NFL, and while the story has quieted down, it's clear he's still got the fire to get back on the field. Donald's workout is a strong indication that he's seriously considering a comeback. And then, seventh from Awful Announcing. Darren Fletcher predicted Mikel Merino's Spain-Belgium quarterfinal game-winning goal. As soon as Mikel Merino subbed in for Spain on Friday, Darren Fletcher knew. Spain and Belgium were knotted 1-1 in the 85th minute of Friday's 2026 FIFA World Cup quarterfinal matchup when the 30-year-old Merino entered the match, replacing Dani Olmo. As he did, the Fox Sports announcer made sure to note the arrival of the Arsenal midfielder and the impact he could have on the game's finish. I mentioned Mikel Merino about 5 minutes ago, and he is now on to replace Dani Olmo, said Fletcher as Merino ran onto the field. So, don't sleep on him. If anyone can find the winning goal, it might well be this fellow, Darren Fletcher. I mentioned Mikel Merino about 5 minutes ago, and he is now on to replace Dani Olmo. So, don't sleep on him. If anyone can find the winning goal, it might well be this fellow. World Cup, awful announcing, fawful announcing. bsguy.social. July 10th, 2026 at 2:05 p.m. Not 2 minutes later, after Pau Kubarsi's strike bounced off backup Belgium goalkeeper Senelammens, Merino punched it in for what would become the game-clinching goal. It's Mikel Merino. Can you believe it? Off the bench to score again. Darren Fletcher with the Spain-Belgium quarterfinal call for Fox. World Cup pick. Twitter.com. FDLUKINU. Just XD. Awful announcing. Fawful announcing. July 10, 2026. It wasn't as though Fletcher pulled that prediction out of thin air. Merino had subbed in late during Spain's round of 16 game against Portugal, and it took him 6 minutes to score the game winner. So this isn't something new for him. He's just getting faster. Spain has now moved to the semifinals, where they'll face France. If the score is tied late and Merino subs in, you better believe Fletcher and everyone watching at home will be ready. The post Darren Fletcher predicted Mikel Merino's Spain-Belgium quarterfinal game-winning goal appeared first on Awful Announcing. Next, eighth from The Guardian Sport. Tuchel fears more Holland heroics as England seek identity against Norway. Thomas Tuchel, England's head coach, admits he can't ignore Erling Haaland when preparing for the World Cup quarterfinal against Norway. The Norwegian striker has consistently troubled Tuchel's sides, and the German says his presence forces England to adjust their game plan. Tuchel laughed about winning a Coach of the Season award after Chelsea's Champions League triumph, noting the joke would have amused Jurgen Klopp. He then joked that signing Haaland for Chelsea would be easy, pairing him with Romelu Lukaku. But the humor fades quickly. Tuchel stresses that Norway's attack, led by Haaland, will test England's emerging identity. He urges his squad to stay disciplined, press intelligently, and exploit any gaps. The match now hinges on how England adapts to Haaland's threat while trying to assert a clear playing style. Up next, ninth from The Guardian Sport. Tuchel urges England to be brave with no regrets in World Cup quarterfinal against Norway. Thomas Tuchel told England they need bravery and front-foot intent for Saturday's World Cup quarterfinal against Norway in Miami. He wants the squad to thrive on the excitement of the tournament's later stages. He likened England, that's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.